This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've been looking around, and recently here locally, we had an incident where some people thought that we were having a rampage shooting in the only mall in the city, the biggest mall in the upstate, and it was interesting what happened. First of all, there was no rampage shooter. It was just a bunch of kids popping balloons. But in the interim with this, I do a local show here as well, that starts at 10 a.m. right after this happened, then we started hearing about all of these suicide cases. And one of the things that came up in conjunction with this faux rampage killing was the proliferation or easy access of guns, as if somehow guns were the issue. Guns are the thing you blame, and they blame them as a general thing. Now, everywhere I go, it's illegal to shoot people. That's on the books. And at the same time, some of these other places that have these huge, gigantic gun control regimes in place, they get out there and they want to pretend that the failure of their own gun control laws is because we don't have bigger gun control laws on the federal level. Because it's not their problem, it's the other states that are the problem. Illinois has long blamed Indiana for its issues, as well as a number of other states. So, there was an editorial that came out of St. Louis trying to pretend that Illinois is right. And their latest restrictions on semi-automatic weapons, which were upheld by the state Supreme Court last week, may yet fall in pending federal litigation. But even if they remain intact, the fact that Illinois is surrounded by states with free gun laws, with freedom, none more free than Missouri's, will continue to diminish the effectiveness of those restrictions. This is what the editorial said. Now, I'm not trying to say that there's no correlation between state-level gun policy and the state's gun violence rates. In fact, across America, the correlation is dramatic. A phenomenon for which Missouri is a national poster child. For more than half of all trace guns recovered in Illinois, they came from surrounding states, including Missouri, according to the government data. That alone destroys the argument of critics who point to Chicago's violence as evidence that strict gun laws like those in Illinois can't work. But it drives home the need for serious, comprehensive federal gun reform laws to undergird the current wide-ranging patchwork of state laws, or lack of them, in states like Missouri. And addressing the crisis on a national level is a political impossibility at the moment. The longer America accepts this unacceptable situation, the higher the body count will rise. Except many of the states that are blamed for this problem have a much lower violent crime rate than the states throwing the blame around. That's where the problem comes. And if access to guns were the problems, then those states should still have some signs that their state gun laws are working, as opposed to what we see in many pro-gun states. It's not a cut-and-dried situation. It's sort of complicated. There are pro-gun states that have big violent crime issues, and there are anti-gun states with minimal problems. But it's not the guns. We're constantly told that we have to give up our right to keep and bear arms in the name of the safety for people in these communities, despite the fact those guns helping to make our communities safer That's what's actually happening. We're supposed to bend over backwards for people of Chicago, which is funny since none of those people give a damn about any of us. And while they sit there and exclaim, these weapons are coming from out of state, yeah, okay, and? The people who are going to traffic in illegal firearms are going to get them wherever they can get them and sell them wherever they can sell them. And if they want to reduce their violent crime, blaming a state like Indiana is not going to deal with the problem. And to do that, they need to deal with the people who become violent criminals. They need to shift things so they don't go down the path that you, and you have less of a problem. And if you do it enough, you have no problem. But it's not the tool. It's the person that is the a tool for using it. It doesn't matter where that tool comes from. Without a bad guy willing to use it illegally, it's just an expensive, complicated paperweight. Well, let's talk a little gun tracing data. Because there's a lot of people that are worked up over unserialized firearms as well. This is one thing they're trying to push around. And for many, the ability to trace guns is absolutely essential to stopping violent crime. Although it escapes me how that would actually happen. They never seem to say, though I suspect they just figure we'll catch people afterward and lock them up thanks to the data. But if it's a stolen gun, what does it matter where it came from? If it was stolen, are we going to blame the person who the gun was stolen from? Some seem to think this way. Now, you can get gun trace statistics, which someone did for Savannah, Georgia. And in the process, they show how ridiculous any of this actually is. Most guns used in crimes in Savannah in 2022 were bought legally within the state, according to the ATF. Of the 680 guns recovered in Savannah by 2022 by local law enforcement agencies and traced by the ATF, 74.7% of the firearms traced to Georgia-based FFL dealers, including gun shops, pawn shops, and sporting goods stores, 25 were purchased out of state. 47.5% were traced to 14 Chatham County-based firearms dealers. 56 were traced to Georgia-based gun shows. 52 of the guns recovered in 22 were traced to individuals who the ATF referred to as kitchen table dealers. 36 were classified as ghost guns, which are homemade firearms created by assembling pieces for a fully functioning weapon. You can fabricate the pieces with a 3D printer. You know, 34 of the 36 ghost guns recovered in Chatham County were recovered from one person. And it's unclear how many of these firearm purchases were illegal, but it shows that a very small number of local gun dealers sold a very high volume of guns that ended up in the hands of criminals. So they start off saying they were legal purchases and says they don't know how many were illegal and kind of sending mixed signals, but not until after you've already made up your minds about the numbers. Everybody sits around wondering why trust in the media is at an all-time low. Gun tracing data just shows where the gun was sold. And it doesn't tell the journalist anything else. But a small number of local dealers sold a particularly large amount of guns found in the hands of criminals. Not necessarily. These are recoveries, which also include tracing conducted where the firearm is just found in a bathroom stall or under a bush somewhere. They could be misplaced rather than criminals in possession of guns. And even if they are crime guns, we still don't much more. High number of guns in criminal hands from a small number of stores might mean illicit dealings by unscrupulous gun stores, or it may just mean they just sell a lot of firearms overall, which means a higher percentage of guns in the community overall. And if a store sells 40% of all guns sold, then it stands to reason that more of the guns they sold will be stolen or end up in criminal hands some way. We also don't know if these guns were the result of a few particularly large collections being sold and then sold on the streets. It could also be it's a neighborhood gun store and a lot of homes in that neighborhood were burglarized. And that's just a few of the possible scenarios it could be. And I came up with those in a couple of minutes. There are probably numerous others that I haven't even considered. It also notes that the ATF in Savannah rarely yanks FFL from dealers, but that's kind of irrelevant considering they have no evidence the stores did anything wrong. Which, they're sort of saying they did something wrong, but then they point out that, well, no, they didn't actually. So, part of the issue with gun tracing data being made public is it lets some people think they know what's going on, when in fact it actually does not. Oh, no. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. In Chicago right now, they're trying to figure out what to do because they have a lot of stuff happening in Chicago. They have a lot of automatic fire happening in Chicago. Everybody and their brother has a Glock with a switch on it. There's a couple of things they could do, but, I mean, what you have to understand is one thing. Law enforcement has rules they have to operate under. Simple fact. And what they have going on there is more akin to warfare than to law-breaking. These pitched gun battles. Which is probably why it's a good thing I'm not in charge of nothing, because I would be hiring a bunch of pipe hitters and I would just turn them loose. I'd give them law enforcement credentials and turn them loose and tell them to go out there. And just tell them, I just want you to go in there and do an operation, and I want you to come out. And you don't have to bring anybody with you. And I might do other things in a combat arena that would not. See, none of this stuff would work in the interior of the United States unless we're in combat, right? Well, Chicago has tried one thing, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever thought, I've ever heard, rather. Because what they're trying to do in Chicago is minimize the risk and damage to normal people who live there and haven't got the money yet to get out of town. So the community group called Native Sons has introduced an ordinance. The People's Ordinance has put the call out to the city's famously corrupt Berg's City Council Public Safety Committee for consideration. According to CWB Chicago, we have to start somewhere, Tatiana Atkins, co-founder of Native Sons, said. Our goal is to approach our city's gun violence problem strategically and not all at once. Things didn't become this way overnight, and things won't happen overnight. Under this ordinance, we ask that people stop associating with glorifying shooters, stop glorifying switches, and stop wearing those ski masks everywhere, which perpetuates you some op. Atkins told CWC Chicago recently, when those who live a certain lifestyle try to hang out with regular class citizens, they put everybody at risk. Now, okay, fine. What they're doing is they're identifying the problem. I get it. I understand. That's an ideal first step to finally doing something meaningful about their out-of-control violent crime problem. But after that, I mean, the mere admission that it is there, that's one thing. What they're proposing is stupid. If it works, it'd be great, but it's stupid. The Native Sons want them to limit their drug dealing, turf battles, drive-by, and gunfire to an arbitrary 12-hour window. Voluntarily. And they said if people know after a certain hour the likelihood of them being shot by an unknown and unprovoked assailant are at a higher risk, they'll be less likely to be out and about, and they may become more proactive with the supervision of their children. Now, I laugh about that because there's a slight problem with that, okay? That's not going to work. Nobody's going to adhere to that. Nobody wants to adhere to that. All she's doing now is wasting her breath. The situation in all of these inner cities has deteriorated so much that the humane thing to do, sometimes you don't have to be humane. That's one consideration to take in. Yeah. But the only humane thing to do would be to choke off their supply, choke off their activity and their movement, and just let them die. That would be the most humane thing to do. But that would mean some sort of active operation, which nobody wants to see on American soil. But I keep saying, if you hired a crew of 12 that knew what they were doing and put them out there and told them to go on this kind of an operation and go out and just seek these people out, it wouldn't have to go on for a long time, I don't think. As a matter of fact, I think after two or three of these, everything would just cease. But I could be wrong. And I'm just looking back at in history. Because what I'm basically calling for them to go in there and get kinetic with these gangs. I guess the smart thing to do would be to pick the gang with the least amount of young people in it that actually have nothing but adults, and then make that your first operation. Go in there, wipe them all out. Yeah, I said that. Go in there and wipe them all out, and then stand back and see what happens. Some are going to leave on their own volition. Some may just give up the life altogether. Who knows? But if they don't, then you have to go do operation number two. If it gets to a third operation, now you're going to have to get into psychological warfare as well. Although you're already doing it. But this is the thing. They're in a state of war there, and they don't know it. And all of these little band-aids they're putting on it, like just, they're making a request for them to constrain their activity, their criminal activity, from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. And they want regular people to have the day, and they can have the night. Right? It's like making a deal with the vampires. Which they are, because they're sucking the life out of these communities. Very shortly, if they don't do something, whatever it may be, however bad or good it might be, there's going to be nothing left but rubble and customers. See, like all things that are bad out here, all of this is driven by drugs. John Lotta said that, 82% of all of these shootings that you hear about are based on drugs, on drug deals. So, that means that unless you're one of these people that really participates in drug deals, you probably don't have to worry about being shot, unless, you know. There's risks and everything, but I just sit back and I look at this, and my problem is they just don't understand what they're dealing with. My other problem is they're not even attacking the root cause of this, which the root cause of this is not because everybody wants to get high and ruin their life. The root cause of this is because there's no opportunity of any kind. No familial opportunity, no economic opportunity, no educational opportunity, because all that's been driven out. But it all started with the greater society. This is all a result of policy. And it's gotten so bad in some of these places that they're going to have to consider taking some sort of military type operation in, if they're actually going to stomp it out. These gangbangers that don't have any other way to make money, any other way to live, don't have any family to worry about or anything else, they're not just going to gradually change just because they get tired of it. Very, very, very alluring. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
News update. President Biden is warning residents of Southern California to be ready for Hurricane Hillary.
I urge everyone in the path of this storm to take precautions and listen to the guidance from state and local officials.
Hillary remains a powerful Category 4 hurricane in the Pacific, and it's prompted the first ever tropical storm watch for the region. It's expected to land over the weekend, possibly Sunday, as a tropical storm. A Marine student dies in a training exercise.
The Marine student was assigned to the School of Infantry West at Camp Pendleton. They died in a nighttime live fire event Thursday night. Major Joshua J. Pena said in a press release that the investigation into the circumstances of the death is ongoing. I'm John Fink.
At least 1,300 people are still missing after the wildfires in the Hawaiian island of Maui, and Hawaii Governor Josh Green is among those fearing a much higher death toll. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee ordered a special session to begin on August 21st in response to the March 27th mass shooting, in which three adults and three children at the Covenant School were killed by Audrey Hale. Right now, they don't know everything, though. They, you know, the thing they want to sit there and consider, they don't know everything. Because we don't know. We haven't seen Audrey Hale's manifesto. And in typical media fashion, the Nashville Tennessean, they refer only to a shooter. But the shooter was a female-to-male transgender shooter named Audrey Hale. Age 28 and left a manifesto before being killed by police. Hale chose to identify as a man using the pronouns he, him. The manifesto, what we know, included detailed plans put together over months to shoot up the school just after the shooting from police who'd seen it. But they're the only ones who've seen it. And local and federal authorities with access to it have refused to make its contents public. Hale sent an Instagram message to a friend just before the shooting saying, "One day this will make more sense. I've left more than enough evidence behind, but we haven't seen the evidence." Vivek Ramaswamy, the running third in the GOP presidential primary, recently called for the manifesto's release, and he characterizes the government's position as a stonewalled silence. And I generally believe that when the government officials don't want us to know something, it's because they fear we would think or act in ways they wouldn't like if we knew it. They seldom keep things secret that would make them look good. Right? Most of these things that you hear about that are classified are more so that you don't know what they're doing versus, oh, this is, you know, Jason Bourne real world stuff, you know. Instead, it's usually something that reflects badly on them or someone they're protecting. So what could that be in this case? Well, of course, we don't know, and they seem determined to keep it that way. And the legislature is in a curious position. They're being asked to debate and vote on legislative proposals being made only because of the March shooting, even as some of the most important facts are secret. Now, Governor Lee's office says he called for the release of the manifesto, and it's the Metro Nashville Police and the FBI keeping the lid on. And regardless of, you know, look, their operation where they went in and got Audrey Hale, perfect. If the Uvalde police had done that, things would be different to some degree. They would have to be. Because they went in so, and they, from the first phone call till the ending shot, 14 minutes elapsed. Now, reports in the spring indicated the LGBTQ plus groups were trying to keep block the manifesto's release for fear it would reflect poorly on their community or inspire copycats. But Ramaswamy notes this only comes out within 48 hours. This one has been under wraps for 4 months. And the question becomes, why are these groups taking this stance? They're plainly afraid that it would be bad to use the shooter's words because this might cause people to blame other people who share some of the shooter's ideas. But that's exactly what these groups and their media advocates would be doing if the tables were turned. If this had been a conservative, biblically orthodox Christian that shot up a transgender institution, those same people and groups would be pushing the press to publish the manifesto precisely so they could discredit people who shared some of the shooter's ideas. So, you should never expect political even-handedness from the media or from any law enforcement agencies, but the fact remains. Special session of the legislature has been called because of a major news event, but much of the news is being kept under wraps. Under some of the proposals that were floated earlier, Lee's mental health package doesn't seem especially unreasonable to me. Expanding mental health coverage, making psychiatric treatment easier to get, and eliminating taxes on gun safes are all worth doing, as is expanding DNA collection at crime scenes. But I don't know that any of these things would have actually done anything with Audrey Hale to prevent her from doing. So, we used to believe the public has a right to know the things it needs to know to engage in democratic self-government. I still do, right? I still do. Right now, in New Jersey, they have come out and they've got something called the Use of Force Interim Training for Private Citizen Concealed Carry. And this is a 50-round qualification course that every concealed carry applicant must pass. Now, understand that this is all post-Bruin, right? And it all clearly violates Bruin. But what they're going to have to do, and they're calling this the John Wick qualification course, but this is vintage training. This is all based on stuff that was done in the 90s. So, and they use the FBI-type Q target, which looks like an oversized milk bottle, and you have to somehow achieve a score of 80% or 40 rounds within the border of the Q target. You have to shoot 4 rounds kneeling, 3 rounds standing at a 25-yard target. Now, for all these guys that want to carry a Smith & Wesson 642 or one of those little pocket 380s, you guys are out of luck. 25 yards is an unrealistic test for civilian concealed carry. Then this is designed for an open carry holster for law enforcement, you know. Then you have to do a bunch of shooting kneeling, which, that means you're not moving anymore. You have to do something called the point shoulder position, which is just sticking out a gun and, you know, sliding down your arm and looking at them. It's basically the Weaver stance. You have to do offhand shooting, which I've never heard of anybody actually doing that. This is a, you know, this is a qualification that everybody is meant to fail. Because a lot of people like to carry these little miniature guns. I see the utility of these things, but at the same time, I just sort of sit back and go, you know, that's not where most gunfights happen. They're not happening at 25 yards. They're happening at 9 feet or 3 feet, anywhere between 3 and 9 feet. So why aren't we actually doing that? But listen, the reason for this is so they have failures. Because most people that are going to be going there for their permits are not seasoned gun carriers that shoot on a regular basis. Although that could be, I could be wrong about that. But this is coming out of New Jersey. In New Jersey, somebody gets murdered, they just blame the gun. Even if there wasn't a gun, it's a gun problem. And in the meantime, they'll do everything they can to keep you from getting one. Everything they can. So, take that for what it's worth. And if, you know, if you live in New Jersey, you have my condolences. And if you want to carry a gun, you really have my condolences. But, yeah, the world of John Wick. So, everybody gets to be John Wick. See, I don't have a problem with people having to shoot for accuracy, but I think it needs to be a realistic. Why would you be engaging somebody at 25 yards? That's 75 feet. They're nowhere near in an attack, unless they're shooting at you. But that's why cops do it, because cops have a tendency to be shot at by criminals. If criminals are armed, they have a tendency to shoot the cops. So, you know, hey, that's why they do it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Gun Owners News Hour. Down here around in my state in Georgia, the Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has indicted former President Trump on everything to see what'll stick. And the report explains, following the 2020 presidential election, Trump reportedly insisted during a phone call with Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger that he'd won the state of Georgia. So he urged him to find enough votes to reverse the state's results. Now, he didn't ask him to fraudulently add or suppress votes, and without specific request or political pressure to do that, it's just asking him to look harder and make certain all legitimate votes have been counted. This would be referred to as an audit. Now, to a politically motivated prosecutor, this is a big chunk of bloody meat hanging on a hook. And what? Where are we getting this from? There's that old adage that a grand jury could indict a ham sandwich, you know. Grand juries are the prosecutor's babies. They decide who gets picked, what evidence gets presented, and what gets left out, even exculpatory evidence. There's no judge, no defense attorney, and generally a defendant only testifies in rare circumstance. His story is so airtight that there's no downside to putting him in. No necessity for unanimity among the 23 or so jurors, and the standard of proof is so low that probable cause exists to believe a crime has been committed. Anyone for the merest hint of an offense can get indicted. And this is the fourth one. He's got one from Manhattan with DA Alvin Bragg, two from the Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith over Mar-a-Lago documents on January 6th. And this is I can't say what I really want to say, but this is them throwing spaghetti against the wall to see which of it's going to stick. And if it doesn't, then they're just going to raise serious doubts, at least among and amplified by the mass media, about Trump's fitness to be president among the electorate, and that's the plan. Although the plan is backfiring, for her part, though, Willis is a Democrat with power and one with a radical upbringing at that. She's the daughter of a former Black Panther, but precious little elaboration of that is being reported. maybe because in-your-face communism may play well in race-obsessed Democrat urban enclaves. But a politician who's ready for primetime still needs to have things toned down for middle America, which isn't quite ready for the more radical implications of the Panthers' ideology of black nationalism early, black power, Marxism, Leninism, Maoism, gun rights, womenism, anti-imperialism, and intercommunalism. A lot of isms in that. Now, while they're for gun rights, they don't mean it for everybody. The evolution of the Illinois Black Panther Party co-founder turned Democrat Congressman Bobby Rush shows that. He went from serving 6 months for carrying a gun into a police station to being a politician who never saw a gun he didn't want to grab. Danny Willis does the same thing. She carries on the tradition of hypocrisy, of blaming guns and gun owners for the violent aberrations that manifest themselves in these Democrat constituent strongholds. She declared at a press conference about gang and domestic violence, "People don't seem to be able to get along in racial relationships, and we have too many guns in the wrong hands and too much freedom to get guns." That's always a bad phrase, too much freedom. But this is a harsh reality if you are in a domestic situation and there's a gun present, you and everyone around you is in more danger. Now, that really depends on who has the gun, and one other critical factor of those who portray themselves as gun safety advocates always ignore. One gun law attorney says, "So the answer is not as simple as we just need to arm more women. Candidly, that alone would make a difference and likely save some lives, but arming women with firearms education, training, and experience is how those tools can effectively reduce this problem. And it's not just about putting a bunch of guns in the hands of those who've never had a gun before. It's not about putting guns in the hands of someone who's terrified and trauma caused by an abusive relationship. It's about educating an entire generation of women the usefulness and effectiveness of firearms for protection. Create as many training opportunities for women as humanly possible. Give them opportunities to become familiar and comfortable around guns. Give them all the training they need to use that in whatever situation they may encounter. If you did that, domestic violence would likely plummet." Danny Willis has her own agenda, though. That has nothing to do with that. And she has another statement that is sort of chilling. She said, "I think we have to have some serious conversation about something that's not popular. Everybody doesn't need a gun. Need. It's the Bill of Needs now." And Willis and some other Democrat officials have appointed themselves as the arbiters of who needs what. But she clearly thinks that she needs them. Since the 2020 election, Trump supporters have dispatched such a high volume of threats. While the Fulton County District Attorney has long had a protection detail, the group of officers protecting Willis is larger and continuous. When she goes to dinner, does some shopping, or hits the gym before sunrise, her security detail is there. Now, I get threats from time to time. Haven't had any lately. And you do have to take them serious, but at the same time, you have to understand, you have to figure out the difference between a threat and an insult. Now, in her case, there has been nothing that has been established that there's a high volume of actionable threat. No arrests, no prosecutions, no convictions. It's impossible to tell if they came from genuine enemies versus how many are actually hate hoaxes designed to fuel divisiveness and inflame racial tensions. Having said that, even though you got this tax funded, she got hers little attitude while attacking our rights. While that's very hypocritical, I don't begrudge her arm protection. She should not be subject to violence. There could be threats when political hot buttons are being pushed, especially when it's being done deliberately and arrogantly. But when you have somebody who enjoys a security advantage and is trying to prevent the citizens who foot the bill for providing for their own defense, then the protests are going to come, and they're going to be legitimately raised. And we certainly don't need prosecutors telling a populace of what they need. Now, Trump is the ultimate avatar for anybody that supports him. He has said it many times. They're coming. They're not coming for me. They're coming for you. I'm just easier for them to come at. Black America is beginning to notice that two-tiered justice system being applied here. And for them, in a lot of cases, they have experienced a two-tiered justice system. So they see it for what it is. And they see Trump as being the victim here. Watch and see the percentage of black Americans that vote for Trump in the next election is going to be high. It's going to be beyond anything anybody's ever experienced, that anybody's ever thought of. Nobody's going to be ready for that part of it. It may very well be that the saviors of this republic would be black America. While they're in their wake-up phase, because a lot of them are looking. They're saying the right things, they're doing the right things, and they believe the right things. We're going to see. In the interim, I kind of think the whole going after Trump, it's almost becoming a drinking game, isn't it? I mean, what's the latest indictment today? Drink! Every time you hear indictment, drink! Yeah, there you go. You should carry your concealed carry weapon everywhere you go, as often as you can, all the time. You should be aware and noticing everything around you all the time. You should be fighting for your rights every day. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.